In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in
our heart. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. The words of the Roman centurion, having asked the Lord Jesus for his servant's healing, saying, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Remarkable trust, faith, remarkable humility for a Roman officer. And he submitted his worldly authority to a greater, higher authority. How the centurion handles authority and how he submits to the Lord's authority is an example for us, brothers and sisters. Each of us in life has had authorities over us. And each has had authority given to us over others at some time or another. Authority defined as influence, having a say, to persuade, even the ability to command, to determine, to grant permission. The most obvious natural example is parenthood. Parenthood. The authority of our parents over us, the authority of those of us who become parents. It's a huge factor in our lives, parental influence is. It impacts how the next generation will be parents. Often the next generation will be parents on how they were parented, modeling it on how they were raised. How we are raised profoundly impacts how we will raise our own. The family is where we learn to process the word no. Family is where we learn to process the word no, how we learn to handle no, to receive no as a response, then that shapes our future. Many years ago, there was on TV a self-help expert of some popularity at the time, and he was on a public television, and he was telling people, giving people advice as to how they should live. And he said, one of the big problems in our society, he said, in the raising of children specifically, is that they hear the word no too much. Everything is no, no, no. And I heard that, and I was not a parent yet. I was not even married. I'd come out of seminary. And I thought, no, you're wrong. I said, and he was an ex-Jesuit priest, so I thought, well, that explains a lot. He was never a parent himself, even though I wasn't a parent. I thought, well, he wasn't either. That he was done taking orders in his life since he had left the order. But in saying, children, all they ever hear is no. And again, no is a boundary, a guardrail, a guideline, a direction, a protection. No, don't touch that. You'll burn yourself. No, don't grab the knife that way. No, don't grab the knife at all. But I thought that was so strange. Now, children hear no in order to find their yes in life, to find their way. And there must be some yes from parents too. He's right in a sense, it can't be always no, no, no. But the no's should far outweigh the yes's when you are trying to raise, to shape, to guide a child and to bring them into maturity. In teaching right from wrong, there must be praise and reward for the right to affirm righteousness. to affirm righteousness. If there's only criticism and suppression, that becomes not an authority, but authoritarian, controlling, leaving the child no breathing room to grow. As Christians, we're not only in theory, but in fact, we should be those who submit to the authority of God in our lives. And as Orthodox Christians, we would add the layer of the authority of the church as expressing the will of God for our lives as a matter of faith, as an article of faith in the belief in the church. And we transmit this authority to our children. And the Ten Commandments, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love our neighbor, the Ten Commandments have several no's, have several thou shalt nots. No, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness, which is to say, thou shalt not lie. Those commandments, those no's, are definitely limits on our actions as directed by God. As directed by God, no's coming down from above, the answer is no. And how we relate to this authority is crucial for each of us. And ultimately, having been trained by the authorities over us, we learn to have authority over ourselves. First, self-discipline, self-correction, and then we can begin to learn to discipline and correct others. But without having heard the word no sufficiently and internalized it, we will not be able to say no to ourselves. Ideally, our own inner light and guidance system, nurtured in us through being raised right, as we used to say, being raised right, will go hand in hand with God's authority and His will for our life. Our own inner guidance and God's general guidance and inspiration, guidance of our life. We will learn then the power of obedience, indeed the liberating power of obedience. In the words of the elder Thaddeus of Serbia, we must learn to bow down before the will of God and not insist on our own will. Obedience to the will of God is carried out through obedience to our elders, our parents, teachers, supervisors at work. It says if we have obedience, we will understand what is required of us. And to add to that, we will then know how to wield authority when it's required of us, as ourselves being elders, parents, teachers, and supervisors. We are drawn to Jesus as one who, as the scripture said, spoke with authority. He spoke with authority to the point that the Pharisees asked him, by whose authority do you speak so boldly? By whose authority do you speak so directly and with authority? Brothers and sisters, finally, who better to submit to? Who is more worthy of our obedience and faithfulness? Whose yes and no should be our yes and no, and that of our children? As the centurion said, just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. May we accept the Lord's word always, even when that word is no, because I said so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. Jesus.